Well, for those who have loved ones suffering dementia, they know how heartbreaking it can be. There's an estimated 500,000 Australians living with dementia. Sadly, there is no cure. It's the second leading cause of death of Australians and the leading cause of death of women. This week is Dementia Action Week, and one of their ambassadors for Dementia Australia is former Hawthorn champion and now the new Hawthorn coach, Sam Mitchell. Good morning to you, Sam.
Yes, thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me on. I'm glad you brought up straight from the top the dementia things. It is a really difficult disease because I think one of the key issues is you have 500,000 people that live with dementia, and around they estimate around 1.6 million people involved with their care. And the hardest part is it's very difficult to advocate for the disease yourself as a sufferer. So you always have to have carers and people around you who can help you and support you and can advocate for your support. And I guess my advice for anyone who is living with someone or has contact with people with dementia is to take your time. Really take a breath, let them talk, let them listen. You be the really strong listener, and let them, it might take them a little bit longer to get around to their point. But that's a really important thing to do for people living with dementia, and little simple tips like that is what this week is all about, because a little bit of support can make a big difference.
Well, I know your family has been touched by dementia, and you're right, patience is a key in dealing with dementia patients. But I'm reading today that how there's a lot of discrimination. People really just can't handle the situation a lot of the times, and it's terrible to see that a lot of people suffering with dementia are discriminated against.
Yeah, well, my wife's mother, Valda, she passed away a bit over 10 years ago now, and it was a really difficult. She had an early onset Alzheimer's, and she was only diagnosed at around 60 and passed away 3 years later. And really, my own naivety about how to deal with that type of thing, and everyone in our circle not knowing the best things to do, and just that ability to be able to listen. And just take your time, not try to solve their problems. Oh, can't you remember this? Or you remember when we used to do this, Mum? Those type of sentences really make it hard for them and really quite distresses people living with dementia. And then because it's quite difficult on the carers and the people around, they will not hang out with them and not spend the time with them. And so that's where the level of discrimination comes. So it is a challenge to be the carer and to be around the people that are living with dementia, but you've got to think about how much more difficult it is for those living with it, particularly the amount of fear that could be involved when you're not sure what you're capable of when you used to be able to do so much more. That feeling is a horrible one, and as best we can, we need to support these people and be really open-minded.
As an ambassador for Dementia Australia, Sam, what sort of work does Dementia Australia do day to day? And as someone whose family has experienced the disease, what support can people access through them?
Yeah, thanks, Emily. There's really two focuses. One is for carers in the present, so for today, is to be able to call someone and ask for advice, ask for help, how to handle different situations that might come up. So there's a large aspect of today for how to education and information. And then the other aspect that Dementia Australia work really closely with is, I guess, for tomorrow. So research partners, there's a lot of research and a lot of really good gains coming into this space. And I think it's quite a difficult time because it feels like there is so much happening and there's a chance of a cure or certainly some treatment of this disease going forward. So basically there's prettier ways to say it, but there's plaque on your brain. And if there's ways to either stop that occurring or to slow it down, then that will really help. And there's so many studies out there that what Dementia Australia do is work really closely with their research partners, scientists, around how to work on those things for the longer term.
Now, if you want to learn a bit more about dementia or perhaps get involved and help the organisation or help the ones that you love, dementia.org.au is the website to head to. Sam, are you having a break at the moment or are you straight into it as new coach of Hawthorn?
I had a good laugh with my wife, actually. When the season finished, I said to her, well, by the time the school holidays start, I think I'll have a bit of freedom and be able to spend a bit of time at home with the kids. And strangely enough, my calendar just keeps getting more and more full. So I perhaps underestimated some of the things that would need to be done, but it's been a really good experience. I love what I'm doing, and thankfully she's very supportive. When I was getting up this morning, she thought it was 8:30. And she said, "Oh, do we have to get up and go to the Oval for that Zoom clinic that we're doing today?" And I said, "No, this is the 6:30." And she goes, "Oh, good." And she just rolled back over. So there's been plenty of work to do, but it's really, really enjoyable. And we finalised our coaching staff yesterday, so that was one of the first pieces in the puzzle.
Yeah, you got Robert Harvey, which is a great get. Before we let you go, Sam, who's going to win the grand final?
I'm really torn. We've done a lot of looking at the game. As coaches, and we are, as a coaching staff that was still involved at Hawthorn, we're actually very split down the middle. I think Melbourne, it's been such a long time, and Adam Uzay left Hawthorn last year and went there. I think he's had a huge impact on the way they play, and he's been there before, so I think he'll be able to help them along and get them a win for the D's.
Great. Well, Sam, we appreciate you sharing your personal story on this big week for dementia. So thank you very much, and enjoy the grand final.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve and Emily. Looking forward to chatting again soon.
Good on you, mate. Cheers. Sam Mitchell, the new coach of the Hawthorn Football Club, who's also an ambassador for Dementia Australia.